I know that you're an intellectual colossus. You work in computers all day. You work in screens all day. Do you think you could be an air traffic controller?
No way. No, it just sounds far too much high concentration to me.
Well, this is the thing, that, you know, and you aren't allowed to make a single mistake. You can't drop a ball, Graham. You can't drop a kickoff.
No, if you do it once, you're gone. And they've got to deal with drones now, too.
Exactly. Speaking of which, Guy Havelt's in the studio.
One of your better segues there, actually. Thank you.
Let's talk about tackling Julian Savea, Guy, because between me and you, if we held hands and did it, we wouldn't be able to do it.
I'd hate to think what would happen to me if I tried to tackle Julian Savea. It would be ugly, ugly stuff. To be quite honest, I wouldn't even try. I'd run away the other direction and quite happily continue with my life, because I think he would honestly trample me. He is that big, that fast, that powerful. And that video that you put up this morning of just the way that he uses one side of his body to run into the opposition, and then uses his other hand to pretty much brush them aside.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite actually, to watching that, you actually see how destructive he is and how smart he is, I suppose, to use both arms and both sides of his body.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's kind of a strange way of doing it, Graham, because, you know, you obviously taught all the thing is you meant to sort of put the ball under this arm and fend, obviously, you know, if you're running down the left wing, ball under left arm and fend with the right. His physique and his power and everything else, he kind of uses the whole body, the ball, everything. It's just basically, I am, and get out of the way.
Yeah, that aerial shot for his second try against France when he bumped off the three people, that was quite something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and look, and then this is what we love about it. It's spectacular. But, I mean, you know, you obviously, you know, a hard physical man yourself, Graham. You sit in an office all day. There's no sunshine in there. I mean, you know, you eat fried food. Do you think you could get in front of the big boy?
How would I tackle him? I'd stand behind Guy.
Thanks for that.
Look, you've got to jump the Facebook page because, you know, Hayden used to do this and do this kind of, you know, every Saturday and enjoy it. Hayden, is it enjoyable?
Of course it is.
It is. What's enjoyable about it?
Well, what wouldn't you tell me what you think isn't enjoyable about it, and I'll tell you if it is.
Pain, physical injury, humiliation, embarrassment.
Camaraderie with the guys, having a laugh at people who made a fool of themselves, and having beers afterwards.
Jeez, I tell you what, all of a sudden I'm convinced, Guy.
I'm not quite convinced, because I'm the person that everyone would be laughing at. I wouldn't get to join in the laughter. I'd be the person probably be on the stretcher going off to see A&E.
There's something a little bit sort of... I don't know, sort of cool about the physical contact, you know, afterwards. You know, there's something that you quite enjoy about it. That's the thing.
Graham, I mean, obviously, you know, we all enjoy physical contact, but probably not with a man like Julian Savea.
Physical contact, pain, humiliation. Yeah, no, it's all sounding pretty good, really.
I tell you what, people, good men pay good money for this, don't they?
You bet they do.
Let's go to the next topic.
We need to talk.
Graham, are the Saffers lulling us a bit here with this matey, matey, we love you, we've got respect for you kind of line? I'm just starting to get a bit suspicious. I'm starting to like them and I don't like that.
You bet they are. They are building a giant Trojan horse here. And I hope we're not falling for it. But all this sort of, just carry on about the best All Black team ever. When you say that 2 days before you play the team, you're up to no good.
Yeah, what do you reckon? I mean, look, I tell you, they're shifty at best, are they not?
Me, yeah, I think they are. But in saying that, I think Steve Hansen is a smart enough man with his own mind games that he will very much be picking up on this. And I would suggest if he is to bite or if he is to respond to it, he will have his own little quirk to fire back at them to make them just think twice about what they have to say out in public.
Heineken Meyer, though, Graham, you've got to love this guy, don't you? There's everything about him I really like. I liked him as a Bulls coach. I like his raging against the machine that he does on the sideline. I love the fact that he wears his heart. And I know it's not a fake thing, mate. I mean, this guy doesn't put this on. You cannot pretend to be like him.
And he must be absolutely shattered at the end of each match, mustn't he? and emotional energy that he puts into that. Yeah.
It's glorious to watch, isn't it, Guy?
Oh, it's fantastic. And I think back to when they lost to Japan, and he was, you know, he fronted up superbly and he said, look, he answered every question honestly and truthfully, and there was still a lot of passion then. And to see them continue through the tournament, I mean, in the next game they played Samoa, and they obviously beat Samoa, and the passion then was probably, you know, three times as much as it was against Japan. He was just alive, and ever since then we've seen shots of him in the coach's box, and he's just been going bananas. It's fantastic to watch. It's another dimension, really, to what is going on the field whenever they cross to him, and he's just almost popping a vein because he's getting so excited.
Yeah, look, Graham, on our Facebook page as well, there's this glorious piece of footage somebody's put together of all the props and the barging runs that they do. I kind of want somebody to put Heineken to music, because I think there's just, you know, there's something cult about it, is there not?
Imagine sitting behind him, you know, if you had the front row in the stand and you had him in front of you. Boy, that'd be exhausting, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, you'd be up the whole, you'd be standing on your seat.
Yeah, I think he's great, and he's good for the team. It sort of goes against the traditional doer, boer sort of stereotype that we have. And also, on that Japan thing, gee, that wasn't the worst thing for South Africa's campaign, was it?
Well, now that you think about it, you know, because at the time, Guy, you know, it's hard to get your head around, you know, because you try and put it in an All Black perspective and think, what on earth would be the reaction if we lost to Japan? It just, you can't even fathom it. Yet for them, you're probably right. In this tournament, it's just, you know, it's somehow centered them, concentrated them. I don't know if they're that, you know, greater team in terms of us. And I think we're probably a better team. But it's certainly done something that has now put them in the position where they actually believe they can beat us, bizarrely.
Well, it's ignited them, hasn't it? The thing for me, which was the biggest blessing in disguise for this tournament for them, was the loss of Jean de Villiers. Fantastic player. No doubt about that. Brilliant person from all accounts. Great guy in the media, but I think he had done his dash, and they've improved dramatically without him. And that midfield, I think anyway, is a lot stronger without him. Yeah, I think he had just slightly overdone his career, and now without him, I think the Springboks are playing a lot better.
Yeah, you're exactly right, actually. I mean, Graham, I mean, in terms of that, also Victor Matfield on the bench. I mean, this is, you know, if he had been selected to start, I would have actually been scratching my head. He's there for inspiration, you know, and that's pretty much it now, isn't it?
He's there for the huddle before the match and the anthems, and he will provide input there. He'll be good. And then I guess to have an old head like that coming on 15 minutes to go, you know, if they are just in the lead, he'd be quite a handy guy to bring on then. But, yeah, no, I wouldn't have started with him.